It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, who tried to kill Dugin? That's Alexander Dugin, who's referred to by some in the West as Vladimir Putin's spiritual mastermind, or Putin's brain for short. He's reportedly suffered a massive heart attack and is now in hospital. This is after the car bombing on Saturday that claimed the life of his 30-year-old daughter, Darya Duginya. Apparently, that was an attempt on Dugin's life, but claimed the wrong victim, apparently. So the question is, who is responsible? Speaking to Russian state news agency RIA Novosti, Dugin's friend, journalist Sergei Markov, blamed the attack on Ukrainian security services. RIA Novosti went further and claimed the assassination was carried out by a female Ukrainian assassin who traveled to Russia last month with her 12-year-old daughter, trailed Duginya in her Toyota Land Cruiser, driving a Mini Cooper, detonated the bomb remotely, and then escaped to Estonia. Now, what evidence they have for that, we don't know. However, a counterintelligence Twitter account, at Kremlin Trolls, hinted that Russian security services, the FSB, might be responsible for the attempt. That Dugin had perhaps gotten a little critical of Putin recently, and that Putin decided the time had come to take him out. Or that perhaps it's a false flag that Putin ordered the hit to blame it on Ukraine. Or, here's another theory, Russian historian Dr. Yuri Felshtinsky, who's author of the new book Blowing Up Ukraine, said the car bomb was likely part of an internal Russian conflict ordered by those with an interest in eliminating Dugin, or perhaps eliminating Dugin's influence on Putin. Now, a former Russian MP has put responsibility on a shadowy Russian group called the National Republican Army, which is wanting to topple the Putin regime. What's the truth here? I have no idea. Really don't know. Just bringing to you the various theories behind this. It's hard to overestimate the, or overemphasize the influence of Dugin on Vladimir Putin. And as I said yesterday, the one likely outcome is that this will ratchet up tensions even beyond where they are between Russia and the West at this point. But as Winston Churchill famously said in 1939, I cannot forecast to you the action of Russia. It is a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. Topic number 4, the economy, and specifically the European economy. Inflation in the UK is on track to hit 18% by the beginning of 2023. This is according to a new estimate by Citi, the U.S. banking giant. In a research note dated Sunday, Citi updated its forecasts for the Consumer Price Index and Retail Price Index in the UK to 18% and 21% respectively in the first quarter of 2023. The key question is how government policies will impact inflation, as the new prime minister is set to take office on September 5th. Either Liz Truss, foreign minister, or the or Rishi Sunak, the treasury minister. It looks like it's going to be Liz Truss at this point, as polls have her with a pretty substantial lead over Sunak. But the Bank of England weighing in as well. Earlier this month, raised its interest rates 50 basis points, the largest increase since 1995, and it is projecting the UK's longest recession since the global financial crisis began in 2007. Meanwhile, Europe's industrial heartland is preparing for what could be a very cold winter. It is floating a new proposal now in Germany to prioritize Germany's rail network for coal shipments rather than passenger services. Now, coal plants in Germany have been coming back online in response to the increased prices in natural gas caused by the Ukraine war, and Russia slowing deliveries of natural gas to 20% of what's been agreed upon via contract. European natural gas prices on Monday surging after Russia's energy giant Gazprom said it would shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline completely for 3 days for maintenance beginning next Wednesday. Now, again, the Nord Stream 1 pipeline already only delivering 20% of the agreed upon gas volume. This unscheduled maintenance has some in Western Europe concerned that the 3-day maintenance period might stretch out into a total shutoff of Russian gas. Again, Russia is blaming the cutback to 20% of normal to needed equipment delayed by Western sanctions on Russia. That equipment is in Germany now waiting for import documents for Russia that will likely never come. Germany believes the whole thing is just a political move, reaction by Russia to the sanctions for the war in Ukraine. it's really not that hard to predict. You poke the bear and the bear will respond. Making things worse is that Germany's coal plants really depend on shipments via river, barges, to get coal to where they need to be, to where it needs to be burned. And the ongoing drought in Western Europe has dropped river levels, especially on the Rhine, which is Germany's main source of river transport, to the point where even completely empty vessels can no longer navigate the river. And that brings us back to the proposal to prioritize coal cars over passenger cars on Germany's rail system. It's getting very, very difficult in Western Europe right now to see the path forward, at least in terms of returning to normal and prosperity. And that leads to topic number three, which is tearing things down to build back better. That phrase, build back better, has been heard a lot the last couple of years, especially since it's been publicized by so many Western governments taking their cue from the globalists at the World Economic Forum. It appears that Western governments, specifically North America, that's the U.S. and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Western Europe, are intentionally trying to lower economic activity to match an intentional drop in energy production. In other words, the globalists at the WEF see the drop in economic output as a good thing because green energy? Well, no. The goal is not to save Mother Earth from our carbon. The goal is to control us, and to control us, they need to make us dependent on a central government authority. And that can only happen by crushing the middle class. And to crush the middle class, you need to intentionally reduce your economic output. Hence, the increases in interest rates that will slow economic activity, put more people, well, frankly, into poverty, where they are dependent on government handouts just to feed themselves and their children going forward. This is really unprecedented in Western history, in world history, where governments are intentionally reducing economic output, ostensibly to save the planet, but in truth, it's to lay the groundwork for a new world order. Now, this analysis comes by way of The Last Refuge, which is a blog that does some really excellent political analysis and has a Christian worldview, but perhaps not a prophetic worldview. Because understanding what is going on here in terms of the Build Back Better agenda, which is really tear things down, you can't understand it unless you understand that we are setting things up for the final kingdom, which is the kingdom of Antichrist. Rough road ahead, yes, but as Christians, our worldview, our biblical worldview, helps us to understand the times in which we live and gives us an advantage over those who don't have a biblical worldview, because not only do they not understand what's coming to prepare for it, but also the understanding that at the end of all of this, our Lord and Savior, our Commander-in-Chief, wins, and that gives us the hope to keep getting up and sharing the hope that we have in Jesus Christ each day. Topic number two, a bit of news as we're recording this Monday afternoon. Anthony Fauci has decided to retire. Dr. Fauci, the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, chief medical advisor to President Biden, will step down in December after more than 50 years of service in government. The 81-year-old Dr. Fauci has been the director of NIAID since 1984. In 2020, he became the face of the U.S. response to COVID-19. He served under seven United States presidents, beginning with President Reagan. To survive that long in Washington, D.C., you have to be a consummate politician. And it's pretty easy to see that his response to the pandemic has been political rather than scientific. He says he's not really retiring, just moving on to the next phase of his career. He retires at age 81 as the highest paid employee of the United States federal government, pulling down nearly $420,000 annually. Dr. Fauci, we pray that your eyes are opened soon and you see the truth of the world around us, by which I mean the way, the truth, and the life. Come join us in the kingdom. Coming up, the return of the mullet. That's next on 5 and 10.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallups, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory, and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. Temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, just when you thought it was safe to go back to the barbershop, the mullet returns. The votes are in, and America has chosen the winner of the, the most glorious mullets of 2022. 688 contestants vied for the honor, and that was boiled down to the top 25 best mullets in the United States, and we now have one champion in the kids category, 8-year-old Emmett Bailey of Menominee, Wisconsin, crowned Sunday the winner, the kids division of the USA Mullet Championship. That is pretty spectacular. He received 9,896 votes, and he wins a $2,500 cash prize. Hopefully, he can use that to give a nice tip to his barber. In the teen division, by the way, 18-year-old Caden Kershaw of Wausau, Wisconsin. Again, pretty spectacular. I let mine go somewhere around 1989. Skywatch Films, the new division of Skywatch TV, presenting to you cutting-edge documentaries on topics that are literally world-changing. Yes, the world is growing darker, but if you understand the times in which we live and understand that our Lord and Savior has seen the end from the beginning, has decreed the end from the beginning, then it's easier to kind of plot your course between now and then and to have the joy in your heart to share the hope that we have in Jesus Christ with our friends, family members, colleagues, coworkers, and so on. SkywatchFilms.com. You can access these documentaries in full HD instantly and for as little as $3 each. You can find out more and start watching right now at skywatchfilms.com. During the month of August, our thank you for your gift of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada is the very timely, I would say almost prophetic book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil. Your generosity makes it possible for us to do what we do, and we truly appreciate it. And again, for your gift of any amount during the month of August, we'll send you a copy of Colonel McGinnis's book, Progressive Evil. Find out more online and donate, if you're so led, at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us toll-free, 844-750-4985. Next March, Sharon and I, looking forward to leading the next Skywatch TV tour of Israel. We'll be there between March 19th and 30th of 2023. There's an optional three-day extension over to Jordan. Joining us will be our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, and our colleagues, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, the co-hosts of Simply His from Skywatch TV. We'll take you to places other tours will not, like Gilgal Rephaim, the Altar of Joshua, where that curse tablet, the little lead curse tablet was found recently, Jerusalem, where we will ascend the Temple Mount, and much, much more. Gilgal Rephaim and the Golan Heights, don't miss that. This is a one-of-a-kind, life-changing tour. We pray that you'll join us. You can find out more, including get a look at the sample itinerary, online at skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. And speaking of Rabbi Zev, he's the featured guest this week, along with our good friend Pastor Carl Gallups, as we talk about Zev's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit. Sharon and I were part of the panel for that, Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team, just asking, what is the Chaldean Spirit, and how is it manifesting in Israel today? Zeb's got the answers, and you can find the program online, or you'll find the schedule for our over-the-air broadcasts online, rather, at skywatchtv.com/channels. But we'll broadcast right now for you on your own schedule. Just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV if you've got one of those set-top boxes. Our app is free, and it gets you all of our video content, including these daily news updates. Or you can bypass the internet altogether, the gatekeepers of big tech, and bring us right to your smartphone or tablet. Wherever you are, if you've got a data connection, we will be there. All of our video content, plus news updates 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events. You can even donate through the app if you choose. Our app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and it is absolutely free. We've got links to the app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.